Reeling by Julie Walsh, published on the blog These Walls on August 16, 2018. Yesterday morning, I sat in Mass and cried. I cried for those who were abused by their priests. I cried for those who were not believed, who were hushed, who were too scared to come forward. I cried for the parents who could not protect their children, the ones who found out too late that they had misplaced their trust, the ones who didn't know how to help their babies pick up the pieces. I cried for those who have been and who will be pushed away from Christ by this disaster. I cried as I imagined evil making its way through this mess, spurring men and women to do its bidding, sneaking, touching, hurting, pressing, obscuring, shushing, pretending, lying, demoralizing, denying, dividing, destroying. I cried for those who cooperated in the evil, for those who still do. As I walked up to receive the Eucharist under the gaze of Christ crucified, I cried for Mary, whose feast we were celebrating. Mary, who witnessed her own son's abuse. While the evil one might not have targeted Christ with sexual abuse, he did use humiliation, betrayal, pain, and exhaustion. He used mankind to subject Mary's beloved son to physical, emotional, even spiritual torture. I cried for Christ, who bore all that suffering for us 2,000 years ago, and who must surely continue to bear it today. Men who were charged with bearing Christ's light into the world instead chose the enemy's darkness. People who should have protected his lambs instead left them vulnerable to wolves. Like so many Catholics, I'm reeling from the news of the last few weeks. First, former Cardinal McCarrick, and now hundreds more in Pennsylvania. Except, of course, there's no first about it. This is a problem we've known about for more than 15 years. Do I get to reel now if I didn't back then? Back then, I thought it was awful, but it didn't seem so overwhelming. It didn't come with 1,000 detailed pages. It didn't, to my knowledge, involve people I knew. Today it feels so incredibly heavy, so pervasive. I'm reading the report, and if you're a Catholic who wants to be part of the solution, you should consider reading it too. I'm feeling all of the horrors of the evils I'm learning about, and I'm experiencing a conflicted sort of disgust from knowing a few of the characters involved. I'm also seeing it with a mother's eyes. I read about these victims, and I see my own boys and girls in their places. I cannot grasp how anyone could do such horrific damage to a child. My instinct is to want to save these kids, to pull them out of their abuser's clutches, to spirit them away. I don't know why our bishops didn't have the same impulse. Such evil. Such evil has persisted through all of this. A few years ago, I wrote about the evil I saw in ISIS's actions, and I connected it to the evils we cooperate with in our own everyday lives. I wasn't thinking about the clerical abuse crisis when I wrote it, but rereading it now, I might as well have been. I am stunned to trace the evil in these cases. It is a winding way, swirling about the abuser, his victims, the adults who were supposed to protect them, the superiors who should have stopped it all. It continues through each life it touches, causing mental, spiritual, and physical anguish that can last a lifetime. It jumps from these individuals to others around them. Do I get to reel now if I didn't back then? I don't know. Maybe I'm a hypocrite. But I'd rather be wrong in this direction, wrong not to have fully accepted the depth of the problem in the past, but moving to shoulder it now, than to persist in my milder disapproval. I am sorry for not feeling then as I do now. I am sorry for wanting the issue to just go away. I am sorry for treating those who brought it up with anything other than respect. If you have been personally impacted by the sexual abuse crisis in the Catholic Church, please allow me to say I'm sorry for what you went through, for my own actions and inactions, for the sins and insufficiencies of my church. I am so sorry.